Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 11 of True Healing with Robert Morse, ND. Sit back, relax, as Dr. Morse explains detoxification for true and natural healing. On today's episode from Q&A 482 on YouTube, Dr. Morse discusses hormonal birth control and stage 2 kidney cancer. Remember, this is your journey to Wellville, so get ready. It all starts right now.
Good day, my dear ones. Always just an extreme pleasure to talk with you. I met Louis from Dubai. Louis from Dubai, hang in there, buddy. You'll get this good. He's in there with Attila right now. And such a great guy. Such a great guy. You know, I find it amazing that you guys get this really good. And yet the medical community, it's right in their face. A tumor. Anybody watch the Dr. Pimple Poppers? She's something else, ain't she? But, I mean, she's not afraid to tackle a tumor. Where's the fear? Where's the lack of understanding of the sewer system? And look at what you get out of the sewage. All the stuff that they do to hurt people, to that kills so many people over what? Matter of fact, someone sent this to me and it says, cancer deaths rise to 9.6 million. You know, what they love to do is what's going on right now in the politics. They love to lie. They love to make up things. They love to say, hey, this is all deaths from cancer. 9.6 million. Let me guess that the 0.6 are from people that died actually from tumors that suffocated them or killed them in some way, and 9 million died from chemotherapy. The treatment of what they don't understand. So be very careful. And the insanity of biopsies, it's insane. That is the most intrusive stupidity there is. And you ladies know that once you've had the biopsy, everything changes. Everything changes. And it's like, this planet needs a huge dose of truth. Anybody out there got a truth enema? But this is amazing, you know, cancer will claim the lives of, it's like, yeah, let's scare us all, and let's don't tell anybody what's causing it. Of course, I don't know, and what I don't know, I can't speak. Hey, thanks for the pics of the Fruit Festival. Pics from the Fruit Festival. That was a nice Fruit Festival. We were doing our little meditation circles. I love you guys too. Yeah, we had fun. That was fun. So, here's a headshot. Back of the headshot. You know, it's fun to get together with like-minded people. It's always fun. You know, sometimes conversations are so-so when you start to look for other places for your answers of truth and awareness. So sometimes your friends do change because it's like more fun to be around people that are in harmony with your level of understanding. Because as you grow, if you're a spiritually oriented person, you're an individual that's trying to understand why you're here. You're trying to understand life and what creates it. And you're just trying to understand some of those questions. And I've always said that you stand at the pinnacle. You are the doorway to God. You, each and every one of you. There's no other doorway. You can't walk up and find a door. Is it over there? Where's the doorway to the heavens? You are the doorway, not your physical body, but you. Spend some time alone and learn how to quit thinking. You know, I say, spend time just observing people. Don't think how someone's short, fat, tall, beautiful, ugly, whatever. Doesn't matter. That's all labels. Try living a life without labels. That means you have to live in the present moment, see everything for what it is, enjoy the being you're interfacing with at that time, no matter what level. And observation, you get to see who you're dealing with and the limitations or the expectations of that. Good stuff, though. A little more Q&A. I know that I'm a little behind on that, but oh my God, things are so busy here. This is Suzanne. I am 27 and stopped taking hormonal birth control a couple years ago. I am hoping you can help me and the other ladies out there who love your videos and tell us of a safe herbal form of birth control. Oh, please. My formula is just sitting there. And one of the reasons is obvious. Anybody want to experiment with it? I mean, this is part of the problem. Experimentation. When you make a formula, for me, I'm pretty familiar with most of the herbs out there. There's some I've never used, of course, and some I don't use frequently at all. But for the female side, I'm familiar with all the herbs involved. They're abortives. Just like theirs. But they're non-hormonal. And that, I have to agree with Suzanne here so much, and it's been in my heart so much, that we need an herbal formula for birth control, except we need people that are willing to experiment with it, because I don't know. I've always had the knack of making good formulas, and when I made the female reproductive formula, it's such a good formula. One lady got so upset at us because she was on birth control and got pregnant. That's how good that formula was. It actually blocked the birth control pills and made her healthier down there. And it, so she conceived while on birth control. So that's why I'm a little, you know, I want to try it out. I want to come up with a good female formula because we do need that. This planet needs a good, safe, feminine way of having birth control and still enjoying their lives the way that, you know, sexually. I do. I get that picture, ladies. I know that 100%. So it's in my heart. In my heart. Takers, experimental takers. You mentioned creating one to have your store in one of your earlier videos, but I haven't seen one yet. Takers, honey, takers. I gotta have it. I can't make any claims until I experiment with it. Could you tell us what you could use? Maybe one herbal combination for monthly preventive birth control and one for sure early abortion. Yeah, the one for early abortion, absolutely. You know what? I'll bring that, and I'll put this and talk about it on the next video. And give you some idea about the herbs that some ladies have used for abortive purposes. And there's a lot of herb books out there that you can read because there's not that many herbs that do that. So you could read about them in a book and learn that way too. But I'll get them out. I'm not afraid to talk about them on air at all. And one has to use how they use them. But we'll talk about those. In fact, I'll talk about the formula and you see what you guys think about it. Because I'm in 100% alignment with that. I just think that's, if we can come off with something like that, oh my God, what an incredible value to ladies. I know. But there are definitely abortive ones that's for early abortions. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a nice and safe and that sort of thing. In terms of my health, I have been on a vegan diet since last summer. Mainly gluten-free, bacterial overgrowth, fungus for sure. Yeah, I tell you what, most of us humans are full of fungus. You hit it right on the head, Susan. All I can say is that you've got to do a couple of things. What's the adrenal glands? All right, that's sugar metabolism. You got to metabolize your sugars properly. Well, if you look at life, life is composed of, in food, simple sugars as a rule. As you get into those foods that grow under the ground, you're getting into more dextrose stuff, dye and polysaccharide stuff. Monosaccharides are your fruits, your berries, your melons, and your veggies, which is mono means single sugars. Dye two, poly many. So when you're looking at, let's say, sucrose, that's polysaccharides. That's a lot of simple sugars put together to create a complex sugar. You know, it's just building blocks, kind of like amino acids are the building blocks of protein, but your body can only use simplicity. So there's a process of breaking apart the complex. And if those tissues are involved, whether it's the adrenal glands and sugar metabolism or your pancreas and digestive enzymes and stuff, so if some of these things are not happening properly, then, of course, you see the blowback from that. The adrenals are down. You can see elevated blood sugars and stuff like that from consuming too much sugar. But one doesn't see that effect with the proteins until later in life. That's the problem. If you load up on too much sugar, you could swing the blood sugar dial there if you have weak adrenals. But proteins, the dial is kidney weakness and colon problems and all types of things. So you got to remember that. Too much sugar is the same thing as too much amino acids, except a little worse. I would say I would rather do too much carbon than I would nitrogen. Amino acids proteins can wreck you. And most of man's problems is from that. Listen to this. Heart murmur and maybe arrhythmia. So if you have a heart murmur, maybe it's a mitral valve prolapse or something, think about the parathyroid and strengthening connective tissue. All right. At the same time, I look at a lot of eyes and a lot of hearts are just like everywhere else. They have lymphatic stagnation in the walls, interstitial walls, like everything else. That later becomes congestive heart failure. But it's lymphatics. That's why I'm saying the lymphatic system is the system of main focus. That cleans all the interstitial spaces from the heart to the brain to all these places. Those are the, when you look at all the symptoms, whether it's coronary artery, whatever, I hate to use the word because that's an inappropriate word, disease, but if you're looking at blockages either from lipids or from calciums, I'd rather get rid of a lipid than a rock. But it's all in the presence of acidosis. That's so easy to understand. I can't even imagine why that isn't a basic understanding of life at this point, 21st century on planet Earth. But you want to strengthen that. The heart formula, I think it's a great formula. You can test it and see, but I love my heart formula. I've had a lot of years, remember, working around heart issues. Lots of mucus in my whole life, yeah. Yeah, and so you got a couple things to think about mucus. Anything the body doesn't want in the form of chemistry, but it could be some on a lot other levels as well, but foreign chemistry, I've talked about this before, foreign chemistry can simply be milk. And it is. After age, in my opinion, in today's world, one, milk is going to be very mucus-forming. To some children, milk is mucus-forming out the gate. And if you're nursing, breastfeeding, and your baby's getting mucus, you got to pull them off. Because if you fill your baby full of mucus, you're going to have a problem. And that problem goes from simple things of cold and flu-like symptoms to bronchitis and pneumonias to tumors. All from the same system, same stuff. I mean, if you have someone with a tumor, just have them drink a big thing of milk and watch a tumor grow. Budrick's cottage cheese, watch the tumor grow. True. Stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. So lots of mucus, mucus, mucus. And this mucus, now, if you get abrasive chemistry trapped interstitially, it could hypercause mucus production. I've always thought about that. Also, the Richard Schultz syndrome, in my opinion. I like Richard, but too much peppers can harden the mucosa and make you produce less when you need it, but also can make you overproduce it. So it doesn't always clean mucus out. It can also produce mucus. You know, you don't need to stimulate the mucosa. You have to hydrate it. Hydration causes an anionic environment, an environment of fluidity and detoxification. An acidic environment is a cationic environment. It has a catabolic effect, giving an end result of dehydration, agglomeration, and all that you're seeing. And of course, at the cellular level, then you're going to get mutation and the lowering of the consciousness of the cell. The mucus comes out of her nose and has been yellow, green. Ooh, you're loaded, Suzanne. You're loaded. Yeah, when you start seeing the green mucus, that's the subacute moving to chronic. So, and then if you start seeing brown mucus, that's your chronic stuff. Black, if you got it in you, you want it out of you. And it's going to go that way. And detoxification, it starts out clear, moving to yellow, which is you're moving from your acute stages, cleaning your acute stages out. Then you're cleaning, starting to get into your subacute, your yellowing. Notice in the blue eye, it turns a blue eye yellow in the subacute, and that's what you get out is yellow mucus. Huh. And then of course, then you start getting your greens and moving toward your browns. And then you get into the next door to degenerative, nasty, I mean really degenerative slop, nasty, stink, putrefactive. That's your black. That's your black nasty stuff. I've told you stories about that. I've even got the black mucus out of babies. That's scary when you're say 2 years old and you're getting black stuff out of you. So does that show the link between the mother's lymphatic system and the baby's? Mm-hmm. And when you know that the elimination is through the mother, and if the mother is not eliminating well, especially kidneys and not filtering, uh-oh. So this is really in our eyes to show us the seriousness of what we're dealing with here and why the human cell is degraded to the level that it has. Pretty gnarly. Louis from Dubai. Postnasal drip. I suspect I have hypothyroid. Well, clean all that mucus out and your thyroid will start functioning good again. You have to realize that all this congestion around and in the interstitial spaces can suppress or stimulate the function of tissue. So you can have hyperactivity or you can have hypoactivity during the acute, and I might say the subacute stages. This can hyperstimulate pituitaries, thyroids, all of that sort of thing. And all you got to do is get rid of the mucus and everybody settles down and goes, ah. Because that's also getting rid of the chemistry that's causing it, see? But chronic is always hypo. Everything goes down, right? If you don't fix it, everything goes down. And you've got to get, and look at the color of mucus you're getting now. So you could have a chronic level of mucus buildup in the thyroid gland. Where do you think goiters come from? How about polyps or little tumors in the thyroid? All these things are showing you that the interstitial spaces are blocked and not filtering properly. And so once you open that door, the problem with that, people are finding out a little late sometimes, and I don't know what to say about it. Life is the way it is. I have had a sinus infection for 7 years. Holy crap. So you can imagine 7 years. If you don't get cataracts and a little cholesterol plaquing out of that, I'd be amazed. I mean, this is, you remember, your body goes into a defensive mode called inflammation. And in part of that inflammatory response is the calcium buffering system, is the cholesterol buffering system. You got all these factors. It is the body's effort to try to keep itself alive and well, to protect the cell. That's why you have phospholipids. That's why HDL is in the cell wall. All these lipids are designed to protect the body from over acid damage. The body constantly produces acid. So I was thinking about that riding around this morning. How smart, how aware the Creator, at this little level, because there's beings that are so far superior, I have to tell you. The human is not the superior being. So, but if just looking at the Homo sapien and the human body and the awareness that had to come into play, the protection, the way the ebbs and tides of chemistry. I mean, it's like, if you're not a God lover looking at all that, you need to be. Whatever word you want to put on it, the divine consciousness, it should breed humility within your heart. I think it was from living in the basement of a college dorm that had water damage to the ceiling. Some of the ceiling was also exposed. You could add mold easily. You know, we get that everywhere. Florida's a moldy state, let me tell you. But you got to keep a clean body. You know, that's the point. Got to keep a clean body. If your body's in an acidic mode, then everything stays in it. That's what a cationic environment is. Everybody stays home. In an alkaline environment, the doors are open, the windows are open, and everything starts cleaning out. It's just the side of chemistry that you're on. These are just a natural phenomena. I mean, it has not, her sinus hasn't gone away, but you got to detoxify it. I'd use Parasite M heavily here for several months. At the same time, get your kidneys to filter and move that lymph, so you're cleaning the medium, shall we call it. The culturing medium. When I was living there, I had to sleep a lot because I was so run down. I was on rounds of antibiotics for years. Uh-oh. Well, then you know you're heavy fungal. You know you have heavy fungus. Just that alone can breed heavy fungal problems. So, you know, I just find this enormously stupid that we praise antibiotics when all antibiotics do is kill the beneficial bacteria and shut down your lymph system and suppress your symptoms. So you think, yeah, I'm all good now. Yeah, thanks for getting rid of that bacteria for me. I'm all good. That's not the picture, is it? Yeah. You generally don't have just one UTI in life. It goes on and on and on. They don't understand. If you got a bacterial involvement in an area, why? What's bacteria for? So I'll say this. If you have bacterial involvement anywhere, you have sewage buildup anywhere. Sewage eaters. Thank you. Not healthy cell eaters, sewage eaters. Now, you get your cells degraded down energetically, everything is prone. You know, everything is energy. So as you lose energy, it's a signal to the parasitic world that you have something on its way out. Oh, more food. Boys, we got food coming. Look at that Bodies Farm up here in Florida. You know, where they're investigating the different stages and all that. And some people are the walking dead, literally. Some people are so sewered up. It's amazing they're still walking and their skin is on them. Really. De-skin a lot of humans and you're not going to like what you see. Not pretty. Additionally, I have also had the mystery vaginal infection that doctors don't know what. Doctors don't know what to do with. They got a mystery. Oh my God. Well, first of all, you should know if you're watching these videos, Suzanne, you got to go after your lymph system, get your kidneys filtering. And I might say, ladies, I made the Heal-All tea for you guys originally to douche with because it'll turn around atypical cells within a week or two. And believe me, you do not want, can I use their word? I'm going to use a medical word, which I don't believe in, cancer. You do not want to have tumors on the vaginal wall or anything like that. That is, I can't even begin to tell you what that's like. I don't want to go there. And so, nobody's out there to help you. Douche with the Heal-All tea one time a day or night for 2 weeks at least and repeat it in a month or two. Clean yourself that way, and at the same time, get yourself interstitially moving through the kidneys, and you will have that mystery vaginal infection out of here. And most importantly, you've saved your wall and everything else from deterioration. But the longer you allow these acids, I don't know, let's get hit them with antibiotics. I don't know why this ain't working. Woo, cuckoo. That's all I can say. Cuckoo. It seems to be a cross between a UTI and bacterial vaginitis. So you've killed all your bacteria by now, so obviously you know it's not bacterial. So now what else is it? Couldn't be acidosis? Interstitial acidosis? Hell yes it is. And until you fix that, then you're not going to have remedy. But you fix that, it's easy to fix, and you'll have remedy. This has been reoccurring, and I used to take antibiotics. Yeah, I bet. You're loaded. And I mean, this isn't good, honey. You have to restore bacterial action in your lymph nodes, because you lose the function of your lymph nodes, and you all know what that means. The family of houses, cells, can no longer remove their waste. And now you're done. You lose your lymph nodes. The story isn't good. You might have to be using black salve over that area for the rest of your life. And hopefully the body will grow a new lymph node for you and take care of the problem. My sisters and I all seem to have endocrine-related issues. Well, why would you not? Cells, remember, cells, structure, function. Cells, every cell in your body is a genetic cell. Every cell in your body is a genetic cell. Some are strong, some are genetically weak, some are genetically going, I don't remember. I mean, you know, you got all levels. Just like you have in the Homo sapiens species, all levels. And of course, you're going to have it in the family. I mean, it's just genetics and cells. However, a fluid problem doesn't start with genetics. It starts with your mother. You're living in her. And her fluid situation becomes your fluid situation. My sister was just diagnosed with endometriosis and Hashimoto's. Endometriosis. All of this is lymphatic stagnation. Location, location, location. And you can fix it all the same like everybody else is doing out there. Look at all the thousands of people that are following our suggestions on YouTube and getting their life back. I love you guys. Thank God. This planet is hard on humans. And that's because humans are hard on themselves and all the other creatures on it. We're anal, we're rectal, we're mental. And I say this, get out of our minds. Man has explored the intellectual field to the point of destroying the planet. We need to back up and realize that it's intellectualism is our demise, because in that stupidity and unconsciousness reign. The mind is not a conscious instrument. You are the conscious instrument. The mind is only a machine. It's trainable, it's conditionable, it's just like a computer, you can program it. But the electricity that gives it the light is you. So whatever you allow your mind to be trained and that, so if you learn how to get out of your mind and become the controller of your journey, then you'll control what you want your mind to be conditioned or not. And the conditioned in your mind now will melt away in replace of truth. Like it better. A couple of years ago, I found out that I have benign ovarian cysts. Any relationship to the lymphatic system? Cysts. Any relationship to that? Could that be a blood problem? Cysts are not full of blood. Excuse me. Since then, I feel like they have grown in size. Remember, well, don't let them to become 303 pounds. Google that, 303-pound ovarian cyst, and see if you can see the surgery. I watched the surgery to that one. That was a big one. Imagine wheeling in a dolly to lay this lady over because she had 303 pounds. She was probably, I'm going to guess without the cyst, she was probably 110 pounds. Maybe 120 at the most. But the cyst was 303 pounds. They cut it off and weighed it. There's a surgeon out there. He's good. This guy's super good. And he does all the stuff no one else will touch. I love that guy. Because that's what it takes. It takes people that walk outside of the norm and go, I'll do that. That guy's a good surgeon. Since then, I feel, well, why would they not grow? If you do not fix your lymphatic system and get it filtering, you cannot expect anything to go away. You can treat it with pharmaceuticals only to see symptoms disappear for now and then come raging back. And a lot of you skin people know that, of course, especially the skinners. You know that, and eczema and all that, give you the steroid crap and all this stuff, and oh look, then to see it come back twice as bad, and they just don't get it. There is, nature uses the word detoxification. Like it or not, is a major word in nature. It is our word. It is nature's word. That's how nature fixes itself, is it cleans itself. Ever heard of the word cleaning? Things get residues built up. But you have to understand the difference between two types of foods. You're either eating acid ash forming foods or you're eating alkaline ash forming foods. Sorry, they're two different types of foods. The acid ash forming foods is the bad boys. Those are the ones that get you the blowback. Those are the ones that steal calcium out of you. They ignite inflammatory responses. And that is simply your meats, your grains, and your beans. And your pasteurized dairy. Those are by far, we have I made a chart out for you guys. Those are the five worst categories possible to eat in. Five worst categories. And that's for almost any species. You do not, if you feed omnivores like humans are eating, they'll all die. They do, our dogs are a good example of that. Since then, I feel like, okay, I'm not going to have them checked. Painful periods. Honey, you got to detox yourself big time. Keep going. Dig in. Keep going. Get the kidneys to filter. Keep moving the lymph system. Go after the GI tract. You know, go after those things. Go after your endocrine glands. What's your blood pressure doing right now? Is it high? Is it low? All right? Anything below 120 systolically, that's your top number, is low. And the further down into the 90s you go, I don't have a lot of energy. Well, why would you? Your neurotransmitters are down. Oh, now listen to this. I have always had anxiety and, wait for it, depression. Now, how do we link that back here? What are we talking about? We talk about the parathyroid. Some of the depression now comes from all the shifts. I have experienced spirituality and feel so lonely around people now and just don't fit in. Well, you might not around humans, but you have worlds upon worlds of spiritual beings at your service. So you're never alone. Ironically, you're always alone. If you understand that, then you've had God consciousness, or at least a piece of it. If you understand what I just said, you're never alone, but you're always alone. I have always had anxiety and depression. Not that I necessarily, let me see here. Lonely around people now. Well, you know, it's just the type of people you're with. You have to be able to maintain your aloneness, your individuality within people. It's when people or things suck your attention away from you that you lose yourself. And it depends how far gone you've been. How long have you been thinking and lost in buying and wanting things and stuff like that? How long have you been gone from the home? Come back. And it's just coming back to your awareness again. Realizing that you've been chasing thinking, thoughts. You've been chasing desires. One after another, and one move to the next move, to the next move, to the next move. Stop moving. Enjoy the view now. Stop creating. Buddha said it, Jesus said it, they all say it. No matter what religion you're in. Fatigue, even as a kid, I could never run the mile in gym class. Yeah, adrenals. But you know, if you guys sometimes want to, I don't know, if I'll have to talk to them down there and fix a picture of your eyes. Maybe I can go real quick over that. Poor circulation in my lower back. I've had that too. Memory problems and my brain just feels sluggish. Upper circuit brain and nerve. Upper circuit brain and nerve. Live on it. Clean the sinus. You already said you have sinus problems. Well, here comes hair loss. Here comes thinking problems. Dementia, Alzheimer's, doesn't matter, whatever you call it. Because imagine you're filling your head up full of mucus, and then it comes the head pressures. All right, then the glaucomas, which is the lymphatic pressures in the eyes, and then the MACDs, which is the acid deteriorating the pupil. Then it goes on and on and on. And it goes on and on and on. But it can all be turned around, and you can start walking to Wellville. And in Wellville, everybody's well, and everybody loves everybody. And everybody understands that we come from the same source. And we're that source in expression. So we can understand ourselves. We can understand our capabilities. Start looking at your capabilities and the greatness that each and every one of you are. Don't look at the fallacy little things. That's societies and stuff. Look at the beauty of who each and every one of you are. And enjoy that beauty. That's why you're here. Don't kick yourself in the hiney. This is just a playground. If you go one way, it doesn't work out, turn and go another way. Doesn't work out, turn and go another way. That gives you experiences. It matures you. Your negative experiences matures you more than your positive ones a lot of times. It molds you, forms you. Allows you to become more in control, more awake, more powerful. Well, I get the gist of all this, don't you guys? I know a little bit from watching your videos, but I'm hoping you can tell me how these conditions are related to one another. Well, you know what? And that's a good point. Oh, look at this. Over the summer, I did a 29 grape juice master fast. Now we're talking. After that, my seasonal allergies went away. Oh. You know why? Because you're moving your lymph system. You're hydrating your body, dear one, and you're eliminating all this nasty congestion out of it. Be gone there, mucus, and therefore you will be clean. You will start smelling again. You will start tasting again at levels you haven't done in years. Can you imagine the taste buds and smell of a human when they're clean? I can't imagine anybody with a clean sinus. I can't. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Yay, I have tried doing another great juice fast since, but cannot seem to push myself to do it. Well, do short ones. You know, don't try to go too hard on this. Do short ones. You know, that took about all my time up. I'm going to read one more, but dang it, I got a meeting here in a little bit. Hello, Robert. This is David. Kidney cancer, stage 2. Well, it is always the kidneys, David. It's always the kidneys. So now you have an opportunity to focus right in on your kidneys. Get them filtering, because you've got to get the kidneys filtering even to fix the kidney cancer. And I'm only using the word cancer because it's just common language. But it simply means that interstitially in the walls of your kidney, you have the same problem you have everywhere else. Lymphatic stagnation, and the blowback is to the cells. I mean, if your two interstitial fluids are moving freely around all your cells, then you have a cell that is ingestion and elimination. No problem. It is when that interstitial fluid doesn't have the freedom to move away, and it's particularly not the blood side, because that causes ischemic changes and death of tissue. So it's always the lymphatic fluids that become stagnant. And where's the lymphatic eliminative organs? The kidneys. And the skin is the third kidney. So everybody has kidney problems to some degree. To some degree or not. Unless it's those that have fixed them. So I'm not surprised here at all. And a friend, Stefan Sky, recommended your advice. My mom has stage 2 cancer in the kidney. Oh, the mother. He said you have a great kidney detox program. Absolutely. But there's nothing any greater to detox the kidneys than a fruit diet. Fruit and berry and melon diet. Fruit, berry, and melon. Brother, that opens up the kidneys like nobody's business. Now, a good lemon juice fast, a 10-day lemon juice fast, will astringe those kidneys like crazy. So that's what you want to look at. I would start out with one lymphatic formula, not two. Say lymphatic one, that'll help the kidneys, lymphatic system, because the kidneys have a lymphatic system and so is the bladder. How about a UTI and cystitis? That's interstitial lymphatic stagnation in the kidney and bladder. See, they also have cells. They're also made of cells. They also have a lymph system, and they also have to move their lymph system, or they break down. No difference than anything else. Skin the same way. Everything is the same way in the body. Huh. Everything's the same. Would you be kind enough to send it over, please? Oh, my parents are very conventional and will not listen to me, but not doing chemo. Well, thank God of that. But have them review some of these videos. Because you can be as conventional as you want. Don't be stupid. You know, I love people that ask questions. Some people are just stupid. They just don't want, they think they know. Conventional can mean, okay, I get it. But let me hear what you have to say. When you close down all systems to learn and grow, then you're stupid. You made your life stupid, and then you get what you get. You always want to keep your doors open to learn and grow. You don't have to accept everything that comes in. That's about being the watcher on the threshold. That's what it means by becoming conscious or awake again, out of your mind, out of thoughts. That way you have a chance to observe thoughts of others, ideas of others, and see if it's compatible with your awareness and with the condition of your mind. And maybe you'll see that some of the condition of your mind was just that. You're open to see truth from different levels. When you shut yourself off from truth, then you're stupid. Whatever word you want to give yourself. Well, stupidity leads you down to Hellville, not Wellville. So you just want to be always awake and open to understanding of truth. Because when you take apart this whole thing of the lymph system, the body, acid, the chemistry and physics, it's all there. So when you have physicians who have went to school for so many years that are supposed to be academically at some of the top, maybe not the level of NASA, but certainly up there a little bit, that doesn't understand the body or understand tumors and then understand that's frightening. It's frightening, especially with their power and control. It's frightening, especially over your children. It's frightening. And it's damn time it stops. It's damn time it stops. People, we got to gain our power back. Your parents might have given their power over to the things they don't understand. They trust. You know, it's one thing to trust, but when your life's in your hand, I suggest that your trust be filled with an understanding of more truth. You're open to looking at things and see if the other things make no sense. Because if you're going to a physician that says, I don't understand what's causing this, it's an autoimmune condition, but I can treat it, but my treatment has a high level of death to it. I don't know, look at oncology and see Cancer Treatment Centers of America, see what the rate of death from kidney cancer is now. I mean, what the percentage of survival through their treatment. Can't be over 10%. 10%? That's only those that have strong and can survive that. They're just killing you with the same site of chemistry that's killing you now. I mean, when you accept that and call that conventional, yeah, it's stupid. You're not thinking. You're not being awake or aware. When you trust somebody who doesn't know what causes something, but they can treat it, and their treatment is only 6 to 8%, 9% successful, and that's not really what was successful. It was your body that was more successful, because that chemistry will flat kill you. So it's your body that made you win the game. I don't know what to say. You know, when you're choosing to go away, that the success rate is so low that they are contributing. I mean, you have to get to some of these studies we have here from famed universities. not from universities you can't figure out the name or where they came from, that say just what we're saying. That chemo kills. And the death rate is in the millions. So, you know, when people put their faith in that, which is a faith in the unknown, a faith in a killing machine, then they get what they get. And you can only feel so sorry for them, because if you are stupid in your life and you live your life unawake and unaware, then you pay the consequences. That's all karma. But that's what keeps society going, too. That's what keeps life going. You can't judge it. I'm not judging your parents. All souls have that opportunity to either get lost in creation or wake up from it. The level of problems with people do suggest that waking up is a little better right now. You know, but don't be stupid. Keep yourself always open to new things, to new understandings, to truth. Because at any given level, truth is limited. And each level that you grow and explore gives you higher truths even more. So it's sad to see some people just hold on to things. I have friends the same way. They just hold on. I got a good friend that's in experimental chemo. It's killing him. Makes him sick as a dog. And he said, well, I committed. I said, you committed? And now he's thinking about uncommitting, and he's talking to others that have uncommitted. Experimental chemo. Very few people live on those groups. Most of the people die on experimental chemotherapy groups. Imagine experimenting with toxic acids. Why don't you just drink Drano? Same thing. Ugh. I love you guys, and try to always keep yourself awake and open. It's always good to listen to others and their experiences. You never want to shut yourself off from growth or ever think you know all the answers. Because as soon as you think you know all the answers, wham, it'll whap you. And then you realize, holy moly. I found that I know less and less. The more I find myself absorbing into God, I know less and less. I don't know more and more. It seems like that it's massive, massive. Life is massive. Look at the picture we have on the YouTube about the hundreds of thousands of galaxies, whose some galaxies have thousands of planets in them. How many planets do we have in our little Milky Way? And I think Pluto was dubbed not a planet or something now, or one of them, I don't know. Funny, isn't it? But the most important thing, my dear ones, is you and your survival through the hell that this planet and this level is going through right now. The negative forces are strong. People are saying and acting stupid. Things that if they were awake, they'd go, what? I'm being stupid. So it's just the times and its unawareness, the mind and its control over the masses. Remember, the military worked with mind control way back in the 60s and 70s. The military used remote viewing. They used that in Russia. They used it all over. There's out-of-body travelers on all sides. So it's a good time to wake up. It's a good time to get the body healthy. It's a good time to get your spirituality. Yes, that alone exists. And yes, it's through that alone state that you find all the answers. But you're never alone. We're always here. Always here for each and every one of you. And you've got the universe full of spiritual beings with their hands out going, let me help you. I love you guys. To the next video. I know this wasn't a very long one, but some of you like them short and sweet like that. But this week, I have all week preparing for the class, so I plan to do a lot of videos this week. We're preparing for the iridology class and the protocol class. On the protocols, we prepared. We're going to do protocols until you get it. But iridology, we've got some good picks, good information in iridology. Helps you to understand a lot more about eyes and how the body shows its weaknesses and its chemistry. Good stuff. I love iridology. It's a fun, fun thing. Everybody should learn it. Yeah, there's opposing views in our world on that. But we always learn and grow. Jensen took it and learned and grew. I took it and learned and grew. And now that we understand the lymphatic system, the iris is the place to understand the lymph system from. Beautiful. There's no other tool that we have, except for symptomology, to look at the lymphatic system in the human body. What? That's revolutionary right there. Cool stuff, ain't it? I love it. And you guys are getting in on it. You guys are getting your health back. I love it. Don't be afraid. Until you're eating some fruit for a while. Fruit and berries. The food of choice. Flavor, taste. Cleans you. What have you got to lose to try it? Go on a vegetable diet then. Go on a green diet. But you'll find the difference that when you step up to the level of fruits, berries, and melons, it's mighty fine at the top of the mountain. Mighty fine. Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, be sure to visit his website, drmorris'sherbalhealthclub.com, for more information. And if you have a question for Dr. Morris to respond on an upcoming Q&A on YouTube, please send email to questions@dmhhc.com. On the next episode from Q&A 399 on YouTube, Dr. Morris will discuss heartburn, heart disease, can't eat fruit, and anxiety and panic attacks. So, until then, stay happy and come back soon.